Welcome to Your Five for today. We all need God's strength in our daily lives. Our own strength can only take us so far. We need a divine flow of strength flowing from God to us. We were not designed to run on our own strength. It's just like a car. We can push it where we want to go, but when we start the engine and let it run on the power of the engine, we can go so much further. God's strength is available to us today. In fact, right now, His strength is available to each one of us. The Bible actually encourages us to seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face continually. Now, that word continually means always, again and again, constantly, frequently, hourly, often, and repeatedly. We must rely on God's strength habitually, on an ongoing basis, from day to day, regularly, always, at all times. We must rely on God's strength now. We must rely on God's strength tomorrow. We must rely on God's strength forever, permanently, night and day. It does not mean now and again, or from time to time, or as the need demands. Seek His strength always. Go for God. The verse says, seek the Lord, which means to resort to go to, search for, look for, try to discover, chase, pursue, hunt, crave. We cannot just speak about our desire to have more of God. We have to actively pursue it. There used to be a program on lunchtime TV with Henry Kelly called Go for Gold. So that is it. Drop the letter L out of the word and go for God. Be strengthened by Him. In other words, seek the Lord and His strength. Yearn for and seek His face to be in His presence continually. I believe that God wants to come and strengthen each one of us now, today. During the Second World War, when wounded soldiers had lost a lot of blood, medical personnel would call out their blood groups. The fit and healthy soldiers would be required to step up to donate blood. The wounded men would recover as they received the blood to replace what they had lost. They would be strengthened and start recovering. In the same way, as we stay connected to God, we can receive His strength to help us overcome the wounds we pick up during the course of life, and we can be strengthened. To be strengthened by God means to allow God to make us strong. It means to let God restore us to strength or give us His strength. It can include allowing God to sustain or encourage us. Let us all receive His strength right now and be made strong, made bold, and encouraged. So remember that the Bible challenges us to seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Seek the Lord who now is present. Pray to one who is at hand. Let the wicked cease from sinning. Evildoers change their mind. On the sinful, God has pity. Those returning, God forgives. This is what the Lord is saying to a world that disbelieves. Judge me not by human standards. As the vault of heaven soars high above the earth, so higher are my thoughts and ways than yours. See how rain and snow from heaven make earth blossom and bear fruit, giving you before returning seed for sowing, bread to eat. So my word returns not fruitless, does not from its labours cease, till it has achieved my purpose in a world of joy and peace. God is love. How close the prophet to that vital gospel word. In Isaiah's inspiration, it is Jesus we have heard. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you today.